So he spoke. I slung my silver-studded sword about my shoulders, large it was and made of bronze, and my bow with it, and bade him lead me back the selfsame way. But he, clasping my knees with both his hands, entreated me and sorrowfully said in winged words, O heaven-descended man, bring me not there against my will, but leave me here. For well I know you never will return, nor will you bring another of your comrades. Rather, with these now here let us speed on, for we might even yet escape the evil day. So he spoke, and answering him, said I, Eurylochus, remain then here yourself, eating and drinking by the black hollow ship. But I will go, for strong necessity is on me. Saying this, I passed up from the ship and from the sea. But when, in walking up the solemn glades, I was about to reach the great house of the sorceress Circe, there I was met, as I approached the house, by Hermes of the Golden Wand, in likeness of a youth, the first down on his lip, a time of life most pleasing. He held my hand and spoke, and thus addressed me. Where are you going, hapless man, along the hills alone, ignorant of the land? Your comrades yonder, at the house of Circe, are penned like swine and kept in fast-closed sties. You come to free them? Nay, I am sure you will return no more, but there, like all the rest, you too will stay. Still, I can keep you clear of harm and give you safety. Here, take this potent herb and go to Circe's house. This shall protect your life against the evil day. And I will tell you all the magic arts of Circe. She will prepare for you a potion and cast drugs into your food. But even so, she cannot charm you, because the potent herb which I shall give will not permit it. And let me tell you more. When Circe turns against you her long wand, then, drawing the sharp sword from your thigh, spring upon Circe as if you meant to slay her. In terror she will bid you to her bower. And do not you refuse the goddess's bower, that so she may release your men and care for you. But bid her swear the Blessed One's great oath, that she is not meaning now to plot you a fresh woe, and when you are defenseless make you feeble and unmanned. As thus he spoke, the speedy comer gave the herb, drawing it from the ground, and pointed out its nature. Black at the root it is, like milk in its blossom, and the gods call it moly. Hard is it for a mortal man to dig. With gods, all things may be. Hermes departed now to high Olympus along the woody island. I made my way to Circe's house, and as I went, my heart grew very dark. But I stood at the gate of the fair-haired goddess, stood there and called, and the goddess heard my voice. Suddenly, coming forth, she opened the shining doors and bade me in. I followed her with aching heart. She led me in and placed me on a silver-studded chair, beautiful, richly wrought, with a footstool for the feet. And she prepared a potion in a golden cup for me to drink, but put therein a drug with wicked purpose in her heart. Now, after she had given the drink, and I had drunk it off, and yet it had not charmed me, smiting me with her wand, she spoke these words and cried, Off to the sty, and lie there with your fellows!